Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Arabia Mountains kicking off the 10 o'clock hour here on the High School Scoreboard Show. Lots of games going final here, Coach. And we got a great one here on the screen in front of us. North Cobb and North Paulding. 17-10 is your score. Looks like North Cobb is driving down the field, maybe to put a nail into the coffin on this one. Going up 14 in a tight kind of game like this feels like a brutal one here.
Yeah, you got to feel like if North Cobb scores here, they're probably going to get the win. And I want to remind everybody that was my Ingles pick of the week. I actually went out on a limb. Garrett went out on a limb and said,
"Let's check on that game."
Going to beat
way.
Westminster, which Amen. Would be the equivalent of
56-7 was the final score out there. Yikes!
Yeah. So when on tomorrow you're on the college football show, are you going to pick like, you know, the obvious games, or do you have a better college pick?
It depends.
I guess
depends.
People have to tune in and see.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to tune in and find out.
Hey, in the fourth quarter, Marietta 43, Etowah 9, Walton 34, Wheeler 21, Walton pulling away. Closer game here, game we've been keeping an eye on,
yep.
Creekview 28, Woodstock 21. That's late in the fourth quarter.
How about that?
And in a game we're all endeared with, Whitfield Academy 42, St. Anne Pacelli 24. That's the Fighting Day Days.
The Fighting Day Day Lewis's.
The Day Day.
Lewis family.
The little Day Day.
Baby Day Day.
Is on the homecoming court or something of that nature. And
Day Day was
game.
All dressed up. He was finishing up with Dukes and Bell. He was dressed to the nines, man.
Yeah.
I told him he needs to send a picture in.
Only the best. Yeah.
Simply the best.
But there, you know, there's a lot. We're getting into the fourth quarter. You know, we just hit the 10 o'clock hour. You're going to see a lot of games winding down right now. It'll happen fast.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with us. We'll try to get you as many of them as we can. But right now, I'm really impressed with this Heber Christian team.
They're fighting, man. 15-7.
15-7.
Just got the ball back.
He's got an excellent interception play. I mean, a phenomenal play. The defensive lineman caught a regular pass, not a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like the quarterback just threw a regular pass, you know, 10, 15 yards down the field is where he was throwing it. A D lineman just caught it. Like, you know, they stick their hands up and bat it down?
I do.
He just stuck his hands up and caught it.
Oh, look at this.
And now we get a long run. And
how about that? A little bubble screen, a little beautiful play there. It's going to jump in, take a big lead there for.
Yeah, Heber Christian going up two touchdowns there.
Wow.
Over Gus Trinity. That's one I would not have had.
No.
Luckily, I did not make that my pick of the week.
See, we had already talked about this game twice and talked to Jeff Sintel, and that's why I was like, I don't want to talk. I just
we got
pick
lucky
this.
On that one because I think
I was going to pick BT.
I would have picked BT also.
I was going to pick
I'll
BT.
I'll be honest. I would have picked BT.
And this is the reigning state champion, Heber Christian Academy.
Just shows you how good Heber is and how good that private team is. You know this from playing in that type of league.
Mm-hmm.
But Heber and Prince Avenue and Savannah Christian, and I mean God, those teams are really good.
That's just so
I know
talented.
Sometimes people think, you know, they're not Marist, it's not Woodward, or it's not BT because they're more higher classifications.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you can see it tonight.
How about
the small school private champ.
They'll catch up.
Or beating up on the bigger private school team that's going to play really deep into the season.
Yeah, they sure will. Scores here from around the state. Carrollton and Parker, I know we talked about that one a little bit earlier.
How's that one going?
33-7. Our Trojans are on top.
Okay. It was 7-3. Carrollton was losing 7-3.
Yeah, no. 33
so 30 unanswered.
30 unanswered points. Colquitt County, they're up 10-7 over Rickards, Florida. That's a 2-1 Colquitt County, third quarter there. Richmond Hill down 21-0 to Bouchholz, Florida.
Who?
Buchholz. That's the final. That game just went final.
We're not going to make you say that one again.
Buchholz. Okay. Buchholz. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, Fannin County beat Dade County 21-14. Rabun County beat Banks County 35-0. That should be Rabun County getting really good.
How about this one? East Coweta and Perry High School. The 0-4 East Coweta, 31-28. Perry is on top in that one, third quarter.
Third quarter. We got to keep an eye on that
keep
one.
Keep an eye on that one.
Our friend Mike Bale loves East Coweta.
Yeah, he was asking us about it on the way out.
John Small. So East Coweta's had a tough start, tough schedule. They're a team, don't let the schedule fool you. Perry, one of the best teams in 4A. So, yeah, that's the one we keep an eye on and see how it finishes.
Yeah, I think this one's just hasn't been updated, but I got Westlake and Hapeville Charter. That's one that we got to keep an eye on. It says it's 0-0 at the first quarter, but it's 10 as of 10:05. I don't think it's going to be the first quarter, but we'll keep an eye out on that one. That's going to be two Atlanta schools there in that one. McEachern and Paulding County. McEachern looks like a freight train, 60-0. They were a freight train in this
60.
One. 60-0. That's a lot of burgers there. A lot of Crystal Burgers there from that one. South Cobb and Osborne. Osborne's up 14-7. The 0-4 Osborne squad. And then it's Archer and Newton. Third quarter action, 35-21. Newton on top of Archer.
Yeah, Newton is really good. Archer's got a good program this year, so that score surprised me a little bit. But moving around, let's see.
There, we got one. I do want to go out here to the WadeFord.com hotline. Charlie Farmer is going to jump in here with us. He's out there at Cass. It's Cass in Cedartown.
Charlie,
what you got, man?
Hey, we're just going to give the final 44-17. Very good offensive game. Had a lot of turnovers. We had a pick six. We had a scoop and score on a fumble recovery by Malachi Harris. Just a great defensive game there for the Colonels.
Charlie, we were missing you a couple weeks ago, my man. I was giving you a shout out. I was like, where is Charlie? Cass had beaten North Cobb.
Yeah, and the funny thing with that one, I had to stay married, so that was my anniversary night. So I did not go to that one. But but we were at dinner, and I said, "Honey, I've got to post this. We just upset North Cobb." And then last week, you know, we kind of laid an egg because we made a lot of mistakes last week, but the against Hiram. But this week, I think they got things back in order. And just they rolled tonight, and it was just a great game all the way around, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, and that's a good Cedartown squad, too, generally. I mean, that's a team who's generally a pretty proud program there, Charlie.
Yeah, and I know that they got a new head coach up there and new coaches all the way through, and they lost a few key pieces, and that's going to be a team of the future for sure because they were junior and sophomore heavy tonight. A good bright future for Cedartown, I'll be willing to say.
So we're listening to Charlie from our Cass friends that he's been with us for a couple of years, Garrett. You know, Garrett's in for Sam today. Sam has gone off to greener pastures for hopefully only temporarily. But Garrett's in with us. So those that don't know, like Cass has had a couple of good playoff runs, but they haven't had the great regular season yet that I know everybody there wants, right?
Think about it, last year, they had Brody, when you lost Brody there against Hiram, and you had to go with your number one receiver to become your quarterback and finish out the season, it was tough.
It was tough. The ball just hadn't bounced their way is kind of where I'm going. They found a way. Talk about the significance of getting through this and really seeing some of those guys, Brody McCorder, the quarterback, big-time commit, getting some of the reward for some of the work you know they put in that people that only show up every now and then don't see all that work. These guys are working hard, man.
Yeah, these seniors are just, I was telling in the pregame, you know, this senior class knows nothing but playoffs. First year they went first round, second year they went to the third round, third year they made it to first round. And then, you know, they know nothing but the playoffs, but they've worked hard. And you've got these sophomores coming in. You've got Ja Anderson, sophomore receiver, having a great year. Khalil Charles, the sophomore running back. I mean, he's stepping in. You know, we lost Braylon Hill to Cartersville. But, you know, these kids, they're young, but they're hungry. And they see what the winning tradition that these guys, these seniors have implemented here at Cass. And it's just, they're, you know, the future's bright. But you know, I want to see Brody get some, you know, make a good run. And you know, we've got Woodland next week, and then we have a showdown with Cartersville, so that's going to be a tough one there at the house.
Yeah, since you and I aren't coaching the team, we can look ahead. The coaches can't look ahead,
sir.
But I can look ahead,
exactly.
And I can say Woodland is a team traditionally that I think Cass can beat, and that sets up Garrett a massive game. I don't know if you know about this, Cass, Cartersville, that's a game now.
That's a football
game. There's not a lot of love lost, okay?
No, not at all. And if you think about it, we went to overtime with them 2 years ago when we had the Henderson brothers and Sakobe White, and we actually lost Devin there in the third quarter, and, you know, he had about 100 and I think it was 178 yards rushing when he went down, and then, you know, we just lost it in overtime.
It happens. But, hey, 2 weeks from tonight, you'll be back here, won't you, Garrett?
That's what I hear.
Tonight. Charlie, you got to call us back now.
Charlie, I'll be looking for you.
All right, I'll definitely be calling back, and thank you guys, and appreciate what all y'all do
Absolutely.
For high school football.
Charlie, thank you so much. That's Charlie Farmer giving us the update here on Cass.
They do a good job.
Big win, 44-17.
Yeah. He does the radio. Cass has their own radio network
thing
that they put together locally. Those guys do an awesome job. Sam and I ran into them a couple times when we were doing things.
How about that?
Yeah, they do a great job.
Hey, how about that? Now, I do want to give you one quick update, though. The carpet capital of the world, man. How about Dalton High School getting a 44-35 win over Allatoona?
Let's talk about that a minute, Garrett.
Okay.
So, Dalton, for the people that may not be familiar with the history of the state of Georgia, Dalton went, I'm not exaggerating, something like 50 years, 60 years without a losing season. I mean, they went like.
Really?
Yes, look it up. They went from, I think, 1956 or something like that, or 60, all the way till a few years ago, never having a losing season.
Wow.
Then because of reclassification and stuff like that, in 2020, they win three games. Then they win 3-2, 6-8, 0-0. The last time – so Dalton is one of the – if you look up the history of Georgia football, you're going to see Valdosta, Clark Central, LaGrange, Gainesville, Dalton is kind of the teams that are going to have a bunch of wins. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
City school, a lot of city schools.
So – and just long time – I mean, they've been
around
100
years. Yeah, they've been around a
long time. So – but Dalton had gone since – I'm going to give you the date here. November 10th, 2023. So we're talking like, you know, 500 days.
That's a long time.
Since they won a football game. They were 0-10 last year. They were 0-5 this year.
Yeah.
All playing tough schedule because when you're one of the premier teams in Georgia,
you're
going to play a tough schedule.
Yeah, you get up to that upper classification, and that's kind of the reality.
And the non-region schedule is going to be tough, right?
And that's a pretty decent Allatoona team there, too. I bet they're struggling early.
They hired Chris Pruitt. He was Roswell's coach last year.
Yeah.
He moves from Roswell, where they were used to winning, goes to Dalton. First five games, they lose.
Mm-hmm.
But look who they play, North Oconee, Rabun County, Cartersville.
Oof.
Like, Northwest Whitfield's got a good team. I mean, these are – North Murray's got a good team. These are good ball teams.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm looking up, and I'm seeing two fantastic plays. Blessed Trinity not refusing to go away. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Just an unbelievable throw and catch there. They get the ball up inside
fourth
the 2-yard line. Yeah.
Yeah, great play.
On the gotta-have-it play down 22-7. You saw the same thing from North Paulding. They had a gotta-have-it drive, and they just drove all the way down the field. Seven-ish minutes to go in that game. They're only down 7 points now. But look, that's those plays, man. That those are the things that change everything. Another game to keep an eye on here, Flowery Branch and Eastside, like we heard from earlier, 29-28 in the fourth quarter there, Coach.
That's going to be a good one. I'm telling you, those are the games, Garrett. We talk about this in November, in late October, November, we'll sit here and it'll be the last week of the regular season. We'll talk about all these three-way ties and tiebreakers, and this team's finished second in the region, this one third, and it'll be off a day like tonight. So you can mark my word, Eastside, Flowery Branch, they'll have a similar record, and it'll be October 31st, and we'll be talking about whichever one of them wins tonight as the team getting that better seed.
Yes, sir.
And it'll go back to a game from September, you know, in this case, September 19th, that decided the whole thing.
Sure.
You know, you don't know it at the time, which game that is.
And you never know.
But it does. Like, these games that are region games are tiebreakers. So, Cass has the tiebreaker over Cedartown, right?
Yep.
I mean, every game we've mentioned tonight, if it was a region game, if those teams finish with the same record, the team that won is in the higher seed.
Mm. And that's the way she goes. And let's go head up to our friend up at Pope High School in Lassiter. 49-7 last year gets a win in that one. Tough game there for Pope.
Who we got there?
Oh, we talked to the athletic director.
Oh, yeah,
Josh
yeah.
Matthews.
I thought you had somebody. I thought maybe
oh,
we
no,
had
no,
Sam.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Sam didn't bother calling us?
No, I need to talk to Sam, man. He sent me a text and go check on Kennesaw Mountain, and he's got a good point. 21-21. That's your score through three quarters with Lithia Springs and Kennesaw Mountain
and Lithia Springs.
And Lithia Springs.
It's a good game.
21-21.
Yeah, we need to keep an eye on that
We'll keep an eye on that one. Let's see, Woodward Academy in Chamblee. Woodward won that game 56-20. Dunwoody High School, they are in the fourth quarter against Lakeside DeKalb, 28-11 in that one. New Manchester, they're up 23-17 over East Paulding.
Got a big one. River Ridge 28, Sequoia 21 final.
Wow.
Sequoia out. No more undefeated season for the Chiefs.
How about that? No, I mean, look, that's why that makes that win over Sprayberry that
yeah,
much
huge.
More important.
But it's but, why you show you play the game. You got to play the game every week. Those computers don't play games.
Computers don't play games. The players do, and sometimes the players remember a win, and sometimes it sticks with them just a little bit too long, and that's kind of what happened up there at Sequoia. Big win, though.
Wow.
Wow.
Huge win.
What
huge,
a win.
Massive win for River
what
Ridge.
What a win. We'll see if
congratulations,
we can
River Ridge. Maybe we can get Coach Collins
let's
on.
Let's see if you can go get Coach Collins and see what we can find there. We'll see if we can get him on. But when we get back, we got more scores that we got to get to, and just a friendly reminder, all of our scores are brought to you by Fermetco Sports. They got the best sports scoreboards that money can buy, and they do a great job fueling the high school scoreboard show right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More to come in a minute. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Alcovey High School bringing us back in here. We got two segments to go. Trying to talk to some coaches here on the scoreboard show. Your high school scoreboard show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Garrett Chapman. That's Chris Parker. Dom Trotsky there, wheeling us through the final two segments here of this show. And I mentioned earlier that Grayson and, what was it, Grovetown, we're kind of in a slugfest for a minute. It turns out it was a one-sided slugfest for a moment.
For a minute. Yeah,
at least at kickoff. Yeah. And then I don't mean that disrespectfully, but it's the number one team in the state of Georgia, according to Max Preps. And it turns out my Score Atlanta scoreboard was not updating quick enough. It's why they need to go get themselves a scoreboard from our friends over at Fermetco Sports. All of our scores are brought to you by them, and that was one that we needed to keep an eye on. But Carrollton, that's another big time program. 43-7,
yeah,
that game just went final.
Yeah, Carrollton over Parker. That's a big win, guys. Parker is a state champ in Alabama. I mean, a big time team, and that was a close game last year.
Yeah.
Even Carrollton's team that went to the state championship and lost in the state championship game played Parker really close. Was not really close tonight.
Yeah, and then a game to definitely keep an eye on. We mentioned it earlier, East Coweta and Perry, fourth quarter, 38-31.
That's a big one. Let's talk about a couple real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Appalachie, 14, Loganville, 6.
Mm.
Appalachie went in their second game of the year after going 0-10 a couple years in a row. And, of course,
yes,
you know the tragedy at Appalachie last mm-hmm. year. Coach Kevin Saunders, a new coach there, a guy I've known a long time, does a good job. Two wins on the season now for Appalachia. I mean, that's really something. Tell you another team that is dominant is Creekside. Creekside dominates Mays tonight. Big win. Creekside's one of them teams that, like North Oconee, like Carver Columbus, you know, some teams you're just seeing that are really seeming like, I don't know if anybody's going to beat them. And, yeah, they're one of them. It's really an impressive showing for them. Will be the rest of the year. South Cobb takes the lead over Osborne, 20-14. South Cobb already got two wins on the year. It's the fourth quarter. That's not a final. But South Cobb had gone a couple years without winning.
Yeah.
Already 2-2 on the year, trying to get that third win. That's one to keep an eye on here the last few minutes of the show.
Yeah, and how about Walton and Wheeler? That the Walton Raiders, they pull away late in that one. 34-21 is your final out there. Brookwood and Berkmar, 45-0 for Brookwood, Meadow Creek, and Duluth. Duluth comes out on top 50-20 in that one. Peachtree Ridge and Norcross. How about Peachtree Ridge, 24-22? That's your final score.
Peachtree Ridge with the win. That's a big win
for
them.
That's a big win there.
Yeah, those congratulations.
Are two good programs. We got Alpharetta over Forsyth Central, 32-14. And we got a good one, a doozy between North Cobb and North Paulding. North Cobb is up 24-17 there. It looks like North Cobb is still on the football. And then Blessed Trinity got the football back. They're down 22-14. They're trying to drive. They're up in just outside of the red zone here. That game's up at Blessed Trinity, and this is just this one looks like it's going to come down to the wire, Coach.
Yeah, this is an exciting game to watch. Actually, both of our TV games have been great today.
Very good.
Yeah, very good games. So it's going to be exciting to see. Blessed Trinity is not going to go away here in the red zone. Actually, just got loose. How about
this?
Get some updating play-by-play here.
How about that, kids?
Blessed Trinity runs in inside the 10, first and goal, down 8, about 10 minutes left in the game.
Mm. That's a good one up there. And then we got a one-sided affair down there in Effingham County, where Effingham County takes – or it's not final yet, but they're over South Effingham 42-21.
Yeah. Effingham County, coached by my friend John Ford.
How about that?
Who is was the coach at Buford, was the coach at Roswell.
Oh,
coach
okay.
You know, most people up here are very familiar with.
Very familiar.
Is now the head coach at Effingham County.
Speaking of Buford, they won tonight 71-7 over Discovery. That was a game. That's a tough
Congrats.
One there. Yeah, tough one there for them. Mill Creek, 45-0 over Mountain View. And then Statesboro. That game doesn't look like it. That score is updated there for me. But Northgate over Banneker, it looks like 31-0 is your final score there. Warner Robins over Veterans, 26-17. And then Peach County, the fighting Randy McMichaels, 19-6 over Northside Warner Robins. How about that one?
Yeah, that's a game to keep an eye on. That Northside team's going to be good down the road. They got Coach Boone Williams, who was the coach at Langston Hughes the last several years, really helped turn Langston Hughes around. He goes to Northside this year. They're struggling, but keep an eye on them, Garrett.
Yeah.
They're going to be good.
That's an 0-5 team that came into this game and loses by a touchdown.
They're playing a lot of young guys.
Yeah.
They're going to be good. Peach County is currently good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a team to keep an eye on in 3A.
Yeah, and you just hang around with a good program like that. How about New Manchester, 23-17 over East Paulding?
New Manchester over East Paulding. That's a big win.
That's a big
Sam
win.
Had been
not over. It's not over yet.
Okay.
It's in the fourth quarter.
Sam's been championing New Manchester all year, so I know he's excited to see that because he said New Manchester looked really good. He saw him over the summer, so that proves Sam may know what he's talking about.
Hey, I think he's been around a time or two. We talked about Sequoia, the team that they beat last week, Sprayberry. They bounced back in a big way, 49-0 win over Riverwood. Talking about those moments that galvanize. And you lose a game in high school football, and sometimes it feels like the sky is falling. It feels like nothing's going to get better. You got another game the next week. You know, and as long as you can get back up off the mat, and that's a really good, really talented Sprayberry squad. They had pretty good quarterback play. They're well-coached. They have some really, really talented players. And one of the most talented players in the state of Georgia plays both ways. Alabama commit.
Yeah.
He can snatch a football. Let me tell you what. He can go up and get it. And they're going to be a tough out later on down the season. And you talk about those moments that can really push a team and help them get better. That could be a moment there for Sprayberry.
Yeah, it's all about how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, it's all about how you respond. Sequoia, in a one way, didn't respond from the win. You know, they get a tough River Ridge team. They don't respond.
They get punched.
Yeah, they get punched. And Sprayberry responds, ready to go. And another response. Last time, like literally a few minutes ago, I told you South Cobb was beating Osborne 20-14. Final, Osborne scores at the end of the game. Osborne 21, South Cobb 20.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How about that? Right there at the buzzer.
Troop beats Fayette County 44-0. Troop improves to 5-0.
How about that?
3-0 in the region. Troop is AAA team. Really, really good.
You have a final here for an update on Gainesville and Lanier. Mine says it's in the third quarter. What does it say for you? Do you see anything with that one?
Gainesville.
I have 30-27. Is that right?
That's the last score I saw.
Okay,
yep.
So that means that's a good game right there. Mm-hmm. That's a really tough game. That's a big-time Gainesville team and a really talented Lanier squad. 30-27, we got to keep an
Let's
eye on that one,
Let's see if I can
Coach.
Find a better score there, Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, that third quarter, I mean, it feels like we're kind of winding down.
Yeah, they should be further along.
Yeah, and it looks like Blessed Trinity settled for a field goal.
Oh,
22-17 is your score now. Still within fighting distance. you said 10 minutes or so to go. I'd say about eight minutes at this point. North Cobb and North Paulding, 24-17 is your score in that one. They're under 2 minutes. North Paulding is on the football, and they're going to have a chance to potentially go in and tie this football game, Coach.
Yeah, two-minute drill at North Paulding. North Paulding down seven
timeouts.
At home, two timeouts. That's not as easy in high school as it is in college.
Oh, no.
But
it's not easy in the NFL. It's not easy anywhere, but it's especially tough in high school.
I got you an
update.
Gainesville's up 44-30 on Lanier. Looks like they're going to win.
That looks like it's about
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Also, as I did my homework, I see that Mike Bobo is at the Gainesville and Lanier game, if you're interested, for all the people that want to blame Mike Bobo for giving up 40 points. they can go direct their attention to the Gainesville game.
Yeah, they definitely can. All right, and I want to direct my attention to West Georgia, where we got a final out there with Eric Slaughter. Take a listen.
Sports Radio 929 Games, Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter coming to you from Temple High School, and I'm here with victorious coach Brandon Haywood and the players of the game as the Pepperell Dragons come into Temple's house and take them down by the final score of 41-14. Starting with Coach Haywood. Coach, first off, a great showing on the defensive side of the ball. You stopped the offense that came in scoring 50 points on average. Talk about the game plan and how you slowed down that offense rushing attack.
Man, it was just, that is, extremely special what they're doing, 50 points a game, leading the state in points scored. We just bought into the plan, man. It's a process that we had the last 2 weeks. We put a plan together. Our kids executed perfectly. They came out. The thing that I love is they handled success well tonight. Good things happen, bad things happen. The way we went down 14-13 and we responded perfectly by not giving up another touchdown. So I'm just extremely excited about how they handled success and how they executed the plan.
Talk about getting the first region win. The first part of the season, you lost a couple games really close, but this is when it really matters. Talk about getting this taken care of tonight.
The mantra is refuse to lose, man, and that's everything that we do. It really should be finished because we done lost three games by 8 points, by 4 points, by 1 point. So tonight it was good to just see us put everything together offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, and actually finish the game and play a complete game.
All right. It was a tale of two halves. In the first half, the air attack was going very well. Quarterback had three touchdown passes. In the second half, more of a pounding ground type of game. Talk about offense execution. Then we'll talk about these young men standing to my right.
Absolutely. I think we can be extremely dangerous on offense if we can be balanced. I think, like you said, coming out here in the first half and doing what we did in the air, and then partnering that with what we did on the ground in the second half is, beneficial for our team, beneficial for our offensive success, and I'm extremely happy how they executed that.
I could have picked several guys to be player of your game, your quarterback, a couple guys on your defense, but you got a guy here, number two, plays special teams, returns punts, tackles, and definitely does not get going down by one player. And you got a guy here, number six, that outran a defense pretty specially. Talk about the specialness of these two running backs over here.
Man, look, I'll go to war with these two any day of the week against anybody. All right, they're two of the most special kids that I've ever seen play this game. They never quit. They practice hard. They never come out. They probably average about 100 plays a game, and it's just a lot of relentless, a lot of guts, a lot of heart and determination that these two play with, man, and they really carry our team in the way that they play and the way that they lead.
All right, I'm going to talk to you players of the game. Congratulations again on that first region win.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, starting with running back here, Sam Ross. Sam, 73 yards to the house. You outran the whole defense. I saw you huffing and puffing there at the end. Yeah. Talk about that big play.
Just getting after it, man. Staying at practice, just always first one to end the sprints, just hitting the weight room every day.
And keep going, right?
Yep.
Keep going. All right, now, how's it feel to get that first region win, and what's going to be the motto in practice all week?
It feels great, man. This shows our true potential. The first couple of games, I think it was mental errors that hurt us. We hurt ourselves. I don't think their defense was ready to get hit in the mouth all night long, and I'm just ready for next week.
All right, give me a little bit on your co-player of the game, Matt Garcia.
Man, this boy a dog, I ain't going to lie. He running over kids, putting kids on the ground, He's never coming out.
Never
coming out.
All right, Mattis Garcia, my second player of the game. Special teams, offense, defense. You play all night long. How do you condition your body to sit such a pounding?
Really just practice. We be hustling everywhere. Sprints, we're after it. And, yeah.
Okay. The play I want to talk about is touchdown down the end. You almost went down. You kept your balance with your left hand, got into the end zone. Talk about keeping your balance, how you do things like that.
I don't really know. I guess it's just working out, keeping the gravitational centered, I guess, and –
That's a special skill.
Yeah.
All right. Four touchdowns on the night. You're hungry for more?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Congratulations on this big win for
your
teammates. All right. This is Eric Slaughter once again. Final score, Pepperell Dragons 41, Temple Tigers 14. Let's head back to the studio for Garrett and Coach Parker.
Hey, big thank you to Mr. Eric Slaughter. Great game out there on the west side of the great state of Georgia. We got another great game that we're going to have to discuss. Sequoia.
Sequoia goes down. After being the dominant team.
Yeah, after what they did last week. We got Mike Collins is going to join us next.
Yeah, from River Ridge. River Ridge with the upset. They got a great program at River Ridge. Mike Collins, man, people don't know this guy is one of the best coaches in Georgia. I'm excited to get a little praise here today.
I love it. We'll throw him some flowers here when we get back. We'll also have a couple more final scores and some final takeaways here from week six of high school football in the great state of Georgia on your home of high school football right here. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the scoreboard show, the high school scoreboard show. We're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sultry sounds of Southwest DeKalb bringing us back in for the final segment of the show. Big winners here, 41-10 over St. Pius. Coach.
Man, you think they're excited about that?
I think they're pretty
thrilled. That's a big game, big rivalry. Pius has dominated recently. Marist and Pius have dominated Southwest DeKalb recently. But back in the day, those were some battles. Southwest DeKalb with when Buck Godfrey was the coach.
How about that?
Out there. So, big win for Southwest DeKalb tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Big win here for North Cobb as well. Georgia Public Broadcasting Game of the Week.
That means
24-17.
I'm still perfect on my picks, Dom, if you keep the score over there.
Just hey, me too.
Letting you know. Yeah.
All Garrett, three of us are perfect.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He didn't lose.
Yeah.
I won.
When Alabama played Louisiana Monroe the other day, Garrett picked Alabama.
Yeah.
In case we were keeping score.
If you had picked, but if you had picked Alabama the first time they played, it would have worked out. You never know. You still got to play the game, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
I just said I went out on a limb. I just wanted it to be. You know, I went out on a limb.
I went out on a limb too. It's just mine was a very sturdy tree.
It was a very sturdy.
It was
limb.
A very sturdy branch, and it didn't. I don't think it was going to crack anytime soon. We had a great one here, though.
I'll tell you one I didn't pick.
22-17, real quick. Hebron Christian 22-17 is on top of Blessed Trinity. 3rd and 14, though. In the fourth quarter, time winding down, Blessed Trinity has an opportunity to get this football back. Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one to keep
an
eye on.
That's a good one.
It's coming down to the wire.
I can go cross-eyed. I can look multiple directions.
I'll tell you one I wouldn't have picked tonight.
What you got?
I would not have picked River Ridge to beat Sequoia. I would not have picked River Ridge to beat Sequoia.
Yeah.
I'm myself in reporting. I would have lost my Ingles pick of the week had I had to pick that game.
Well, we're going to have to call you out on it just for real quick because we got the head coach of River Ridge. Mike Collins here joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. First and foremost, Coach, congratulations on this win, 28-21 over Sequoia.
Appreciate it, man. I couldn't be more proud of a group of young men to come out and find a way to get a victory the way they did tonight. Super proud of them. Thank you.
Absolutely. Coach Collins, what went into this win here? What worked for you? What was the game plan?
Well, we got two really good running backs, and we were able to open up a couple of creases for them tonight. And Cam Cox and Micah P ran the ball very well. Offensive line did a phenomenal job and went on a couple of long drives and able to keep that great offensive poise, got off the field, caught a couple of breaks, and came away with the victory.
Coach Collins, Chris Parker here, man. Excited for you, my man. Well-deserved. I've been pumping you up on there in a way. One of the best coaches in the state of Georgia here, Garrett, and I'm glad people got to see it today. Tell me, Coach,
sir.
What went into the week? You've been coaching a long time, you and me both, and let's tell the truth, a lot of times the game is won before you even get off the bus. The other team thinks the other team's supposed to beat them. They saw the score last week. They saw the other score. Your team didn't do that. What is the secret to getting that not to happen?
Well, I think it goes back to, for us, it's the culture that we try to build from day one of playing the next play and always believing in the guy beside you. So on Monday, we basically just circled around a double R on the field and came to the realization that we realized that it was probably the only people in that circle to believe we could get it done this Friday. But, you know, that was all we needed. And so I think the guys just kind of rallied behind that, kind of an us against the world type of mentality. And, you know, come out, you're fortunate enough to get something to go well for you early, and then the guys kind of start believing it a little more. We got a great senior group, linebacker Wyatt McCarty and a couple other seniors, Cam Cox that I've mentioned, that kind of led the charge this week and just believe in one play at a time, and we didn't have an opportunity to beat these guys, and we're fortunate enough to do it.
Well, and you know that reflects the coaching staff, so your entire coach staff and you had to instill that belief in them, Coach. Congratulations.
I really appreciate it. It means a lot coming for you, man. Got a great staff. Our coordinators did a great job. We knew we had to run the ball and keep their great offense off the field and just try to get a couple of stops, and we were able to, man. So super proud of my staff, and I'm only as good as those guys. They did a great job this week.
And Coach Collins, we'll reject him. I mean, like, this is a kid who goes for – he's not third highest rusher in the state of Georgia right now, 7 touchdowns. I mean, what went into the game plan to slow him down?
Let's pack the box. Pack the box to try to get, yeah. You got to get, yeah. Listen, we, you know, you say you got to get at least 2 to the ball with him, you better have 3 or 4 to the ball, and sometimes that didn't work, to be honest with you. And, you know, I think he's probably a little leg heavy too now. He's coming off of a big game. Yeah. So, you know, just try to get a lot of hats to the ball and, you know, try to hit him low and run your feet. So,
nobody got double covered tonight, did they? Nobody got double covered.
Some of them guys are probably out there uncovered, to be honest with you. Not only not double covered, some of them probably not single covered. Yeah. So,
well, Coach,
yeah, he's a great player.
He really is, yeah.
And this is a tough region that you got up there in Region 6 in class the 5A. With you guys, with Creekview, with Sprayberry, I mean, and now you got the big winner for Sequoia. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in here. How do you kind of keep your guys level-headed and ready to take on the next challenge? Because it's going to be a week-by-week thing here.
Yeah, I've been saying it from day one that I think our region is one of the most competitive regions in the state from top to bottom. And again, it just goes back to just one day at a time. There's no more important game than the next one you're going to play, whether it's a county rivalry or a Cobb team, Fulton King, doesn't matter. They're the next team on the schedule. They're the biggest game. And so we just try to approach it that way. And we try to focus more on ourselves and our process of being the best that we can possibly be. And who we have that week, we just try to respect them and, again, just show up and try to take care of ourselves.
Coach, I've known you a long time. And I know the game's over. I know you're excited. I know you're proud of your guys. But I also know you're already thinking about the next thing. So what has to improve? You know, sometimes when you have these great moments, that's the time to talk about what has to improve, right? So what's got to get better for you guys to have the season you want to have in November?
You know, this is going to sound like coach talk, but it's the honest to goodness. We have to improve in all three phases. We've been pretty good on special teams most of the year, but tonight we had a couple of hiccups. And they were able to flip the field on us on special teams. And you know as well as I do, Chris, like flipping the field on special teams is huge in a game like this. So we got to get back to the drawing board a little bit on that to try to make sure we're flipping the field and not letting them flip the field on us. Then offensively, I thought we had the opportunity to hit some big plays over the top, and we just kind of had some miscues on that with some pass pro and some things of that nature. So we got to clean that up a little bit. And defensively, we have some dirty eyes, which that's, you know, that's the Warrior offense is going to take advantage of that. So they were able to do that. So we got to just go back to key reading, day one type stuff and clean. So across the board, man, we just got to keep getting better in all three phases.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the big things that we talked about at actually the beginning of the show is the Coach Parker checklist, the special teams and making sure that you do all
that.
Hey,
Coach, you know, if they kick that ball off, you're supposed to go get that thing like it's a fumble, right? Not a punt. I'm having to tell Dom, he's a Steelers fan. The Steelers have let a ball just roll on kickoff in the NFL.
That's a big coaching point for me because I believe I've had it happen to me.
I've had it happen to me before too. That's how I know.
I'm trying to coach that single coaching point.
It was Coach Collins. Right. It was probably Coach Collins that did that to me at some point. You know, he got the best of me several times.
Hey man,
hey, I'm happy for you tonight though, Coach. Man, seriously, that was a great win. I hope you guys will take a little bit of time and enjoy it.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on. I'm just so happy for this River Ridge community and these young men. I hope they're enjoying tonight. I appreciate you guys having me. Go Knights.
Thanks, Coach Collins. That's Mike Collins, head coach of River Ridge High School. And we're finishing up here on the WadeForward.com, or he was over there on the WadeForward.com hotline. We're finishing up here on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, Blessed Trinity and Hebron Christian, looks like BT held, and they're going to get the ball back here. And they're at 2nd and 10 right there up right over midfield. So it looks like they're going to have an opportunity to come out here and potentially score a touchdown and steal this game from a Hebron team who's been really in full control of this game, Coach.
Yeah, this is a great game. Both the games we watched on TV tonight were great.
Yeah.
North Cobb got the win and a close one, and Hebron Christian has held on to this. You know, they were up 15-0, mm-hmm. then 22-7, and now 22-17, but BT with the ball on the 37-yard line going in, so pretty close.
We just went quiet. I
thought we might have had something.
I thought
big
for a second we had some. But, number six for Blessed Trinity. He's come out there. He's made some great plays. He's got some sticky hands, man. But how about Eastside and Flowery Branch? That game goes final 32-28. Flowery Branch pulls that one out.
A little bit of an upset there. You know, Eastside had been probably the number two team in that region behind North Oconee for a couple of years, and big win for Flowery Branch. Yeah, big win. You know, they've had some great teams over the years at Flowery Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And falling off a little bit, trying to get that tradition back. That was a big step in that direction for them tonight.
Yeah. So looking back at things that you've seen today, things you've learned today from some of these teams, what's impressed you here from across the state, Coach?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, Mike Collins' River Ridge team.
Huge.
Beating Sequoia was just phenomenal. I mean, I know you may think I said the guy's one of the best coaches around because he was on the line. He's not now. I'm going to say it again. The guy does a great job, and I can't tell you, Garrett, how hard it is to get kids ready to play when they look at these scores and see a team won 63-something over some really good team. And like, well, we can never beat them. It's really hard to get them back, and so that impressed me. Carrollton 43, Parker 7 really impressed me. It really did, Carrollton. You know, Carrollton's on in West Georgia. You know, I got my buddies from Douglasville texting me saying, "You're saying West Side." You know. West Georgia.
West side of the state.
West Georgia.
Okay.
They're offended by West Side.
All right. Well, I apologize for any of my dear friends. The West Georgia.
You're Georgia Southern through and through. Sam's a West Georgia guy.
I know Willie Candler is. I played high school ball with him. He was the quarterback out there at West Georgia.
Yeah.
Go West. Go Wolves. And speaking of cardinal directions, we were talking about going north in Calhoun. Coach Lamb.
Yeah.
He got the win. First time?
Final?
If a game goes final, Tulsa wins at Oklahoma State for the first time since 1951.
Man.
That's when they were called Oklahoma A&M.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Man, Trey Lamb.
They lost
23
games in a row.
If I was a bigger school, I mean, I'm sure Tulsa doesn't want me saying this, but they're not listening. I would be hiring this guy. I'm telling you, everything he's done has been good. Trey's been a great coach. He's a good ambassador for football, and he's a Georgia high school guy, you know.
Sure.
Like I said, his whole family coaching Georgia football. So, really excited to see them get that win. That's big for Tulsa. Oklahoma State, man, that might be something you guys can talk about on your show.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be time to do something different there. Ooh.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's tough out there for Gundy and Oklahoma State. But, no, we got a lot of big games here in the state of Georgia. A lot of lopsided games here here in Georgia. I mean, you talked about Creekside getting that big win over Mays. I mean, we got Jonesboro getting a big win over Harris County and Stars Mill and Griffin. And, I mean, it looks like we are going final here with Hebron Christian taking over on fourth down. They get a big stop on Blessed Trinity, and they're going to take this game. And that's that WPCH game of the week. Huge win here for Hebron Christian, Coach.
Yeah, Hebron Christian gets a stop on 4th and 10. Quarterback scrambles, doesn't quite get the first down. I don't know how much time is left, but I don't know that it's enough. Looks like they may be able to run the clock out and end this thing. So
looks like they're just going to be able to sit on it. They don't have any timeouts left, so it's going to be all she wrote. It was a scramble drill from the quarterback. Thought he was going to be able to get all the way up there. But no, Hebron Christian, they hold strong, and they're going to win this football game. Big, big performance there from Hebron, a team who won a state championship last year. Then Blessed Trinity still very much in the mix to potentially go and make a run here as the season goes on, Coach.
Yeah, this is – I'm telling you, you're starting to see. I feel like some years we've
separation
had,
time.
We've had a little more parity in some of these, but there are some teams that are just really good. A couple in every class, I mean, just really good, seem to be separating away from everybody else. And you're seeing some of them. Hebron Christian is going to be really tough to beat in that single A to triple A private bracket.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. And look, Lots of very talented teams across the state. Did we get a final score on Gainesville, by the way?
Gainesville won.
Gainesville did get the win. Oh, that's right. We did see that.
57-30, Gainesville over
the
Lanier.
Wow, they scored again.
Yeah, Gainesville.
See, that's a game. That's one of those games where it's like if you were following it throughout the course of the day like we were, that was a game that was kind of back and forth there for a while.
No, Lanier had the lead.
Yeah.
In the early third quarter, Lanier had the lead.
They're punching, and then it's just sometimes it's just you start leaning on it. But, hey, man. That's it for us. All of a sudden, this scoreboard show kind of rolls through. I mean, this is my first
time. 5 hours went fast.
That's my first time sitting in
this. What do you think, Dom? He did okay?
I think we'll have him back in a couple of weeks.
Solid. I'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know about this new setup. I can't really see Dom. He's staring a hole in me with the Steeler jokes.
It is weird.
Oh, but it was a lot of fun. Chris Parker, it was always a pleasure, as always, to jump in here with you. First time here on this side of the glass, but... excited. Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
Always fun. And you didn't eat all the crystals this time.
So. I owe you one. I owe you one. We'll bring it. We'll see what we can find there. Big thank you to Dom Trotsky. Thank you to all the coaches, all the good folks here, Jeff Sintel, and all the good people that we had here on the show throughout the course of the day. Fabian Walker, our school day's guest, pride of Americus, Georgia. He joined us earlier in the show. Thank you to everybody. Coach Parker, always a pleasure, my friend. My name is Garrett Chapman. This is the High School Scoreboard Show, your High School Scoreboard Show on your home of high school football right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.